It's Friday, and on Fridays, we talk about business stories with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
A big announcement coming on Monday. That's when Major League Soccer is expected to announce its latest expansion will include Sacramento Republic FC. Sonia, what are the business impacts going to be?
Well, this could be a major catalyst for Sacramento's rail yards development. If MLS grants Sacramento a team, that team would ultimately play in a new stadium planned on 7th Street in the rail yards development, which is north of downtown Sacramento. You might remember that construction of the stadium briefly started and then stopped a few years ago. If Sacramento joins MLS, work on the stadium would presumably resume at full force soon, and that could lead to more development around the stadium itself.
What about ticket prices? Some soccer fans may be worried that this will make seeing games a lot more expensive.
Well, while we don't have too many specifics on ticket prices yet, I think it's safe to assume that this announcement will heighten a lot of interest in soccer. This is no longer sort of a niche interest. There are going to be a lot more fans, and this is definitely a different level than some sort of obscure soccer club here.
Yeah. Well, should we expect to see any other business effects?
Well, there is one other thing worth noting. A Sacramento MLS team would open up a new world of local sponsorship opportunities. We're talking about possible naming rights, licensing partnership, all sorts of things. That'll definitely be something interesting to watch in the future.
Sutter Health was in the news this week. The health system, one of the state's largest and based in Sacramento, reached a tentative settlement agreement in an antitrust case that was being pursued by the California Attorney General's office.
Yeah, this lawsuit was filed in March 2018. It alleged that Sutter had engaged in anti-competitive practices that have driven up the cost of health care in Northern California. The case was originally brought by a group of self-funded employer insurance plans in 2014 and was later joined by California's Attorney General. The state claimed that Sutter's dominance of the Northern California health care market through mergers and acquisitions has forced insurers into costly contracts.
Neither side is talking so far in terms of the details of this settlement. Do you know anything more about the agreement?
No, we don't know that much. It was announced Wednesday morning, reportedly before opening arguments were expected to begin for the case in San Francisco Superior Court. A spokeswoman for the health system acknowledged that a tentative settlement agreement had been reached, but declined to disclose additional information. Representatives for the Attorney General's office also confirmed the settlement agreement, but declined to comment further until a final agreement is approved by the court.
Of course, a lot of people in the Sacramento area work for Sutter. What could the settlement mean for them and for the Sacramento region?
We'll learn a lot more as we continue to report on the settlement, but this news is significant for the region. Sutter is the area's second largest private employer with about 16,000 local employees. A drawn-out legal battle could have impacted the Sacramento region's healthcare industry and economy.
It's been a rough week for fans of Jim Boy's Tacos in the Midtown area. The fast food chain's Midtown location had its final day yesterday.
Yeah, the owner of the restaurant near 29th and O Streets chose not to renew the franchise agreement for the location.
Do we know why?
Well, there was no official reason given, but last year a sign was posted at the restaurant apologizing for slow service because the restaurant couldn't find employees.
Okay, so this 29th and O Street place is closed. Are there any other Jim Boys in Midtown or downtown?
Yeah, Jim Boys actually opened a downtown commons location near the arena last month. The chain was established in 1954. It said it had more than 40 locations across California and Nevada, and the Folsom-based company says no other locations are closing.
All right. And finally, a new business is scheduled to open in downtown Sacramento on Sunday, a place with beer and TV screens called Flatstick Pub. So beer and TV, it's like a sports bar, right?
Well, don't say that to the owners. They say that this place shouldn't be regarded as a sports bar. Flatstick Pub combines an indoor miniature golf course with beer, food, and art. The business was a $3 million investment.
And where is this place?
It's at 7th and K Streets near Golden One Center, and it fills what was previously a tasting room for craft brewery Roostaller. The local business is based on a concept from Seattle, and this is the first Flatstick Pub location in California.
So they've got indoor mini golf, which is sort of different, and I guess it's their way of standing out, right? I mean, there's so much competition now. Businesses have to look for new ways to bring people in?
Yeah, and Flatstick is doing that, or hopes to do that, largely through these entertainment factor, which is a big component of the business. The business will also offer something called Duffel Board, which is a bar game combining shuffleboard and golf. And if you're willing to shell out some money, you can join Flatstick's Trophy Club, a members-only speakeasy with craft cocktails. Lifetime memberships to that club are currently being offered for $399.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter at Cap Radio News.